That completes agenda item six. So now we come to agenda item seven. Discussion and possible action on request from the city of Bryan to make a substitution in the 2021 Brazos G Regional Water Plan. 7.1 is presentation from the city of Bryan representative. I'm not sure who that is. Just come up here to where Tony is and tell us who you are. And you have some slides? Did all the group members pick up? I think they were in a separate, stapled separate outside. Everybody have a copy of those? Okay. Tell us who you are and who you're with representing.
Yes, sir. Good morning, board. My name is Mark Tirica. I'm with the city of Bryan. I'm here to present the water plan substitution that is before you. Just to tell you, Jason Martin was not able to be here today. He asked if I was able to give this presentation, and I agreed. Just a little bit about me. For 22 years, I've called the city of Bryan my home and my employer. I work for the water department. My primary focus is on wastewater treatment. I do not cross over to the water side very often. That doesn't preclude me from having the ability to give this presentation today. I've come with a coworker who's able to help out with any technical questions that you might have. I do believe there's growth in uncomfort. This is a lot bigger room than I expected, so I'm going to grow as I go here. But I would ask for your grace if you allow me to go through this presentation and hold your questions to the end. I think I can give you more time back for this important discussion that you have before you. So we'll go ahead and start. Let me make sure I get this right. It's just a click of the mouse to move. Okay, so we're going to break this presentation down in three parts, right? We're going to take a look at it. We're going to look at supply. Then we're going to look at the challenges that the city of Bryan is facing, but also anybody who's in the Simsboro Aquifer is facing. And then we're going to take a look at what the city of Bryan as a whole is doing to address these changes or challenges. First, we're going to look at supply. City of Bryan is shown in this graphic here, outlined by the blue highlight. City of Bryan, its customers include itself in interconnections that we maintain with Wixon Creek and Wellburn Special Utility Districts. Those interconnects allow us to provide water to those two districts as supplemental water when their demand, their capacity is not able to meet demand. In the city of Bryan, we have 27,000 connections, approximately 88,000 people, and we're serving about 87 gallons per day per person on a residential customer. Our water field is made up by 12 wells, 10 of which are in the Simsboro Aquifer, and you see those in the magenta color. We have two that are in the Sparta, and that's in kind of a highlighted green color over on the far right side of the slide. Here, when we get into the presentation, we got to start looking into our crystal ball and looking forward to understand where we're going. That's why we're talking about what we're talking here. Working with our consultants, there was an idea of our projected population by 2060 is going to grow 1.7%. In reality, if you look at our service taps for the past 4 years, that number is 2.4%. So there's a lot of growth and a lot of things happening in Bryan right now. We believe by 2030, we'll have 30,000 plus connections. And we also believe by 2040, there's going to be a lot more rooftops coming to Bryan. With those rooftops, we expect to be a lot more commercial development in retail sales. And as the industrial hub of Brazos County, we expect a lot more industry to come to town. All that equates to more water demand. We enter into the second part of the presentation when we look at the challenges that we share and some things that are unique to Bryan. Here we're going to take a look at the declining aquifer levels. The graph over to the right is projecting out to the year 2070. There's going to be four lines you see on that graph. The red one represents the PS19 line, with a drawdown of 256 feet in the year 2070. The blue and the yellow line are looking at what that drawdown is going to be, is really our new reality since the 2023 permit rush. And so you see that drawdown estimated at well over 400 feet in the year 2070. The green line going across is the 90% trigger point for the FDC. Something that's also unique to all of us here is the simple principle of physics. As the water level decreases, our pump's ability to decrease also goes down. That's because we're all fighting the same common denominator, which is head. The more head you put on a pump, the less it's able to produce. A pump in its original state may have put 300 GPM out, but as the water levels continue to go down lower, that pump's ability to produce continues to go down lower until that pump operates outside of its curve, and it's essentially doing nothing. In brine, we have something very unique in that our wells have very shallow pump casings, and so we cannot lower our vertical turbine pumps any lower than they are now. That puts us in a position to have to redrill the wells to overcome that challenge. Another short-term solution we've looked at is leveraging technologies from oil and gas, essentially removing the pump from its well and dropping a submersible technology into the production casing. There's a lot of questions in that, whether we're pushing the bounds of technology. One thing that we have to look into is we're taking a water-cooled motor and dropping it into a water temperature of 120 degrees, if not greater, depending on how much deeper you go. How long will that technology work? How long will that motor last? And is that a good return on investment? This slide takes into account a picture of the City of Bryan's water supply. Looking out 20 years, we're staying with that same concept of looking forward. The line that goes across, the horizontal line in dark blue that goes across, is your average day demand forecasted. The purple line shows our existing wells without rehab performed on those wells. You see, as the line, the average day demand goes across the board, around 2028, we see an impact to our water availability, and then a steep decline as we go down to 2036, we're essentially flatlined. The blue line above represents the four wells that we were permitted in 2024. Those wells go into production by an estimated 2027. So that blue line represents what our fate will be when those wells come into play. I want to be completely transparent with you. We do not show the rehab. There is a rehab line that needs to be plotted, but we don't show it because we don't know what that fate's going to be. We talked about it in a previous slide. Will that be a submersible technology that's unproven, or will that be redrilling wells and trying to lower down our pumps? There is a strategy that's supported by you and supported by the region, which is ASR. The City of Bryan has adopted ASR. Our program consists of three ASR wells. We currently have two that are in the hands of TCEQ for review and consideration. Once approved, we will be able to take water from our well field, pump it to the ASR, and put that water in underground, forming an underground reservoir for our future use down the road. Keep in mind, ASR is not a short-term gain. It's a long-term gain. It's very easy to pull water out of the ground. It's much difficult to put water back into the ground. You have to overcome substantial pressure to be able to do that. So this is going to take many years to be able to build up that reservoir. So we've taken that same slide that you were accustomed to previously, and we've shown what the impact of adding ASR is going to be. That line that was once blue is now orange. 2042 gives you the representative date where we think we will have substantial or significant stored groundwater in ASR to be able to supplement our needs. This is a common problem we all face here with the new rules in 2023. Well spacing is a challenge. Now to put a well into the ground, you need almost four times the amount of land as you did previously. Bryan's well field is in Brazos County. There's really, with this new well spacing requirement, it's becoming more and more difficult for us to try to find sufficient space to be able to put a new well in to meet our demands. This slide here is showing you the 2016 and 2021 regional plans, which included the Robertson well field. It's always been Bryan's idea or understanding that this well field was part of our water strategy to meet future demands. As I told you, I know very little on the water side, so I had to fact check these slides myself before coming up here. I physically pulled up the plans and I saw this picture that you see before you, as well as the narrative. So there's always been the spirit of how we've been moving forward. Here we're going to give you a representation of our approved strategy. Our approved strategy exists of 12 wells, the ASR field that we discussed, and four new wells coming in. What we put for you for consideration is removing an approved strategy, which is non-potable reuse, where we're going to take treated effluent and send it to Lake Bryan, which is a power plant lake that needs to be kept at a particular freeboard to supply water to that power plant. In exchange, that approved strategy with an alternative, which is the Robertson County well field. And that is the request we're putting before you to try to help secure our water future, to know the water that we have and be able to meet the demand as we go forward. So we've taken that same slide again, and now we've represented what y'all's approval, the board's approval of the Robertson well field would look like. That line is shown in green. Given Brian a much more healthy feature, future water-wise to meet its growing demands. Timing, I'm a visual person. I wish I had 2 hourglasses that I could put in front of me to explain what this means. The first timing is probably 8 to 10 years. That's what it's going to take to procure the land, procure the easements, and go through this jumble that you see here of all the permitting that's going to be required. That's from project start to the first drop of water being in the cup. The other timing is what we're all facing, which is the 2023 deadline. When new wells were permitted here and that rush happened, those wells will go into production at some point in time, and that demand will be placed on the aquifer. So we have 2 timelines that are running right now, and that's why it's imperative that we move quick. We've come to the very end here, and I do thank you for holding the questions to allow me to get to this point. I'm going to give you an overview of what the City of Bryan has done to try to address the challenges that are before us. Recapping on, we have 4 wells that we obtained permits from, and that production should happen in 2027 going forward with those wells coming online. We've looked and we have done a hydraulic analysis. So you go to a doctor when you have a heart condition or something wrong with the internals because the doctor can't see through your skin and bones. We've done the same thing. We put a scan on the aquifer to understand what's happening beneath our feet right now so that we can make smart and educated decisions in our CIP planning, our rehab planning, and what strategy is going to return the best return of investment back to the City of Bryan. We have 2 ASR wells that, again, sit with the TCEQ. We're expecting, and we've got our fingers, I guess, crossed at this point in time for approval to happen any moment. And once that does, we'll allow that project to continue to move forward, that snowball to gain energy as it goes downhill. We're currently at 30% design on that project. And the last thing that we ask of you is your consideration for the substitution request is placed before you, allowing the well field expansion of Robertson County to be an approved strategy for the City of Bryan. I'm going to close the presentation at that time. If there's questions, I have my coworker Charles Rhodes or Tony Smith to be able to help out to answer the questions that you have. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Okay. Any questions for Mark? Yes, Patrick.
For the record, you did good, Mark.
Good. Patrick was first.
Okay. Yes, I had a question. Regarding the Rellis campus, I know that's typically under Texas A&M University water. Is there any potential agreements with the City of Bryan in the future on trying to provide water for the development of that particular area? I know there's one very big public and there's some private stuff going on that's going to have some high water demands. I didn't know if there's any communication between the City of Bryan to potentially supply some of that or if A&M is going to go down their own road on supplying their own water.
I may have to ask Charles on that if he knows that answer. He's looking at me like, don't, but I'm sorry. Charles, I know that we have substantial, we've got $100 million investment in sewer technology or sewer monies that are going in there to support that. So I'm glad you brought that up. That is going to be a big demand that we have coming to our system. But let me turn it over to Charles.
Charles, tell us who you are and who you're with,
also
please.
With the City of Bryan Water Services. Currently there is A&M intends to develop their own water supply to meet that demand. We will have, I guess, transmission capabilities to interconnect with them if they need a supplement supply. But we had offered originally to provide water for that facility, and it was declined. So currently they plan to supplement that. A&M plans to do that.
I have a second question real quick. On your graph of declining aquifer levels, and you have your existing supply, which I think shows a depletion in 2038, does that include A&M's plans for increased water production? Because that's going to be around your well fields, most likely.
It does not.
So that could be potentially sooner if those wells go online.
Yes, that's correct. What we did to get to generate that was we took all the new permits that were issued in 2023, and that's not the correct slide for that, but the most likely plan, it was the feasibility of how many of these would actually develop. And then we tried to time when they would come online. We looked at our new permits, College Station 2 permits, and we tried to factor in when all those would come online. So that generated the sharp decline that's going to accelerate all our redevelopment of our wealth.
Okay. Is that all, Patrick?
Yeah.
Gary, I'm sorry for speaking over you. I thought you were trying to ask a question over Patrick while ago.
No, I just wanted to congratulate Mark. He was nervous about giving the presentation.
No, he did well.
He did a great job.
Yes, he did. Any other comments?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Dirk.
So there is a slide that shows your well construction. Can you go back to that, please? That illustrates your pinch point. That after that one. There you go. So my question is, from a GCD standpoint, I'm curious, and I asked this question last time. What's going to be the next factor is, because we're talking about competing for the remaining MAG as it is today. And then one of those factors that we always look at is these pinch points. But is it in your capital improvement plans already, though, that at some point in time, because of this aged construction, I don't think you drill wells with pinch points now, correct, on your new wells?
No, the new wells will not be. The existing wells, they are being rolled into our capital improvement plan. We're trying to balance that with new reservoirs, new elevated storage, new pump stations, and so then we have to these were certainly not on our radar until probably within the last couple of years when the transport permits were issued and then I guess revoked or technically weren't voted on, I'm assuming is why they weren't approved, but that initiates from all our modeling a very sharp decline in pumping levels, we have 10 existing wells. Five of those wells will drop below the production level by 2030. And we're trying to drill four new wells. If we need to redrill five wells, College Station's trying to drill wells. If they have to redrill wells, if these 2023 permits, if everyone's competing for well drillers and our consultants act like that is a fairly finite source, you know, it's almost like you're getting in line to get a well drilled. And if you're gonna re-drill five, and it takes, again, it seems very long, but almost a year to drill a well, you know, I don't know that we can stay in front of these. That's why we're looking at submersible pumps as an alternate technology. It shows to be really promising, except again, the temperature is our biggest concern. And we're going to pilot test one of those within the next year so that we can at least know that we have that as a fallback position.
So just curious, what's the available drawdown from the pinch point to the top of the, in those wells, from the pinch point to the top of the screen?
It's about 200 feet in four of them. One of them is a little shallower, and it's probably about I'd say 150 feet, I'm hoping the model is over-exaggerating and that these permits don't do, you know, come on as quickly as possible as that. But you know, if it drops as quickly as the model shows, you know, we're in a very small window of trying to get in front of a lot of this. And while we may have enough for our average daily demand, you know, we have to have enough water for like peak day, which for us is about 2.5 times the average day. So while certainly meeting average demand is not a problem, if that was all we had to meet, but you know, for us, we have to have enough equipment to do 2.5 times the average daily demand. And of course, there's other regulations. You have to have that with certain pieces of equipment offline. So, but yes, we're feeling the pressure. I guess like everyone else in Texas, you know, water is a very precious commodity. And we also, Mark didn't touch on it, but the groundwater district is looking at management zones for like, if well fields may have declining levels in certain areas. And we would look to Robertson County to potentially be able to rotate wells so that we could maybe give one area the aquifer relief while we pull from another. But And so that would be another, a little more flexibility that that would offer us. There was a slide where we had a little area in Brazos County that could potentially, we may be able to get one west in that area, but I think Brazos County, a lot of the parcels, there's just not large parcels available anymore to try to get those groundwater rights. So that's why we're looking more in Robinson County.
Any other questions? Yes. I'm sorry. I got Kenny first.
You sure, Alan?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just two questions. One on population. You had mentioned, I'm curious, what's actually in the plan? You said 1.7% growth projection and then 2.4 is more realistic. Do you know what is in the current plan?
I think it may be 1.4, 1.5% in the plan. I don't have that committed to memory. But
okay. Well,
for us, when we look at our active water connections and our new taps, for the last 10 years, our growth has been 1.74%, but for the last five, it's been 2.4. So I don't know what that explosion of growth is. I know College Station, their available areas, kind of, they're starting to run out of room. They'll probably have to end up getting more vertical before long, and I don't know if we're seeing some of their population move over to us because it's a little more opportunistic, but for some reason, in the last 5 years, our growth has really
okay. Increased. Well, second question is that how could you talk a little bit more about your 87 residential gallons per capita? About that that number and how you've your confidence of that number?
I think that was derived from reports to the Texas Water Development Board, and so that is only the residential use out of our water. I think our, and again, if we're on the record, I'm going to probably misrepresent, but I think our total gallons per capita is probably in the 140 range, but just the residential portion of that.
Yeah, okay, right, thank you.
Okay, Alan?
Yeah, I was going to save this question for Tony, but I realized you guys would sit down and then you might not have the ability to answer this, but I guess specifically, this substitution process is that you're asking us to embark on. What are the specific issues for Brian if we don't do the substitution here? We're on a cycle to produce a plan in 2027, and obviously your change of wanting the recommended and alternative strategies would be updated in the 2027 version of our plan, I would assume, based on, you know, we're out there asking for feedback and we're getting cities and WUGs, everybody to give us more feedback, so you're bringing feedback. But specifically, if we choose not to agree with the substitution process this time, what does that do to the city of Bryan College Station versus us having a 2027 plan that shows the way you want it to be?
I think, and we're trying to speak for people that aren't present, we've kind of picked up a ball that someone else threw, but I think our concern is that there won't be any water left to allocate. You know, we were under the misrepresentation that the alternative recommendation carried some weight as far as almost reserving that water for the city of Bryan and not knowing that it did not. And so that was our onus for trying to get it to be a recommended strategy so that that allocation could be held. If it's allocated to Georgetown or anyone else, then for us, then it's not available for allocation unless the MAG is increased or something like that. And I may be speaking wrong, but I think that's our general premise for trying to get this strategy reallocated is just so that water is held in reserve.
So Charles, thank you, and Alan, I don't know if you got another question, but if you can wait just a minute. Tony, I think there's a microphone at that table. So for our 2021 plan, there's like 11,000 acre, how many acre feet was not allocated?
Around 9,000 in 2020 up to 11,000 in 2027.
Okay.
And change.
What we're looking at going forward for the 2026 plan, how much difference between the MAG we were working with for the 2021 plan versus the MAG in that area we're working with for the 2026 plan?
So I'm looking at the numbers.
Okay.
In 2030 where we have comparable numbers.
That's fine.
For the MAG, for Robertson County, for the Carrizo-Wilcox in that county. The 26 plan, I'm sorry, the 21 plan had a 47,000 acre foot total, 47,400.
So that's what we're working with.
That's what we're
working
with
for the last plan.
21 plan. This plan for 2030, that's 49,164. So it goes up by about 2,000 in 2030. If we jump now to 2070, the last on the back end, the 21 plan had about 48,282 acre foot. In the 26 plan, it goes from that 48,000 up to 88,424. So we have a lot more MAG over the long term, and that's throughout the horizon. With the 2026 plan, we do have a lot more MAG than what's in the 21 plan over the planning horizon.
Okay, thank you, Tony. You can finish.
Yeah, but I'm still wanting to understand specifically for the city broad. I understand the concern that they have in the MAG and all that, but is there funding? Is there something else that is going to be critical for you? If we say if we don't agree with this substitution and you have to continue doing what you're going to do with Brazos Valley Groundwater District and everything else, working on that, if we don't substitute this, is that a critical failure in your minds of your ability to go do what you want to do?
Speaking for myself, I would say no. The funding is a pleasant option to have, but this was not going to accelerate the timeline. You know, if we change this from an alternate to a recommended strategy, we're not going to start drilling in Robertson County. I would not imagine before the 26 plan is out. The strategy is further out than that. And I don't know if the slide when that would come online. Potentially.
Wait, let him finish what he was doing.
Sorry. Thought he was done.
The 2-year window that we have here now was, for me, it's not about funding. It's just about the allocation of the water and making sure that was available. That allocation, from my perspective, is more valuable than a funding option.
Okay, thank you.
Gary Westbrook.
If we could go back to the slide just prior to the well construction slide.
Tell me when you see what you're looking for.
Whoa, right, thank you. So some of these evaluations that you looked at also include a continuing impact that may or may not take place. Your current desired future condition shows to be exceeded here. If there are no changes in the groundwater management area and the adoption of desired future conditions, then that's a management goal for that groundwater conservation district. And they also have curtailment rules in place. And I just want to, this may not have any bearing on this particular discussion or action for this group, but I don't want to overlook the importance of management of groundwater within the desired future conditions. And I think that that's one thing that gets lost in some of these discussions is the anticipation that the impacts will just continue to grow as the number of people that have a desire to put wells in the ground and to produce continues to grow. And sooner or later, folks are going to have to make difficult decisions about the conditions of the aquifer and the limits on what those aquifers could yield. And so I want to be sure and not miss this opportunity to remind the group here of what the management area deals with and those individual groundwater districts within GMA 12. Thank y'all.
Okay, any other questions, comments before I let them sit down?
Wayne, I've got to go on what Alan had indicated was putting this in amending to the 21 plan, puts the difficulties back on the water user group. Are there any, or if you put this in the 26 plan, the current plan we're working on as a strategy, is that good enough? Does that cover the concern for the system? And I think that's part of the question here is the fear is, I think, from what I'm hearing from the system is if it's not in 21 or it's not amended in the 21 plan, it goes away, it's not available. But what I'm hearing from Tony is that's not necessarily the case in this planning cycle. And this planning cycle could possibly rectify that issue from a planning perspective that gives Brian the peace of mind that that's included in the plan and that's out there, as long as it doesn't interfere with the capital infrastructure plan that Brian has in order to continue to meet demand and, you know, and fall below their demand curve with supply in a timely manner that puts them in a very restrictive position. And I think what we've heard is that's not the case, that if it went in the 26 plan, that would be good. And it brings the board's attention to put it, make sure it's a priority in the 26 plan going forward. And I'm just kind of encapsulating what I'm hearing.
And I think Tony would be glad to work with Brian to incorporate whatever their preferred management strategies going for this 2026 plan would be. I also, I have a Brian address, just so you know. I don't get Brian water, though. I understand your concerns and everything that you said, just like everybody else. But even if we do not amend the 2021 plan, that does not prohibit Brian from going forth with whatever your plans are. Starting now. I mean, you all your planning, trying to get permits, whatever those things are that you would do to for that water management strategy, you can still do those things because we're not a permitting body. We don't tell you can have water or you can't have water. We're the planning end of it, and we do want to work with you to get whatever your preferred strategies to meet your needs are in the plan, especially going forward for this 2026 plan. Any other comments? Would y'all like to sit down? Oh, wait a minute.
I want to come back to something that Kenny, you said earlier about the connect, how these are connected, and we obviously have seen that. But one thing that and I'm trying to say what you just said another way,
okay,
and maybe to your question, Alan, what we didn't hear in this presentation was we need this because there's funding that we need now that if we don't have this, we won't have access to. And that's a difference between 6 and 7. And so we're hearing what you're saying, but we're also not hearing you say that.
Yes.
And so.
And someone else that may have given you a different answer, but realistically that, you know, that stuff is not ready to go. So I'm not applying for funding at this point.
So if I could include that, in a way, this is putting you in really good standing because you've raised awareness of where you are,
yep,
early in the cycle.
Yes.
So that's the half full view of what's happening with this discussion. Yep. Is really positive.
We're aware of that need and their and what their plans are. So any other questions for them before I let them sit down? Thank you for y'all's assistance and your presentation. So that brings us to 7-2, report and discussion on substitution request and process from our technical consultant, Tony Smith.
All right. I won't go over the general principles. They're the same as what we discussed in item 6. I will note that a substitution is just a bit different in the sense that it's an amendment as well as far as the regional planning purview goes. But with a substitution, we've already done the analyses. It's included as an alternative strategy. So the technical analyses, cost, the quantity, things of that nature are already in the 21 plan. But there's still a process that must be gone through. I won't go through all the details, but essentially, if a substitution that's been fully evaluated and explicitly identified as an alternative strategy, that substitution can be made if the strategy originally recommended is no longer recommended, but the substitution, the alternative, is capable of meeting the same water need without over-allocating any source. And that's the key, without over-allocating any source. So that's the question at hand. Before substituting alternative, the planning group must provide public notice if the EA, and then submit a written request for approval from the Water Development Board of a substitution. It's not quite the same as the letter that we did with Georgetown. That's asking for determination on a minor amendment or not. This is asking for approval of the substitution if the planning group were to adopt it. If the EA approves the substitution, the planning group must provide public notice before taking action to substitute the alternative strategy. The request we received from the City of Bryan was on September 6, 2024, seeking to substitute and the alternative strategy that's wellfield expansion in Robertson County, Cruiser Wilcox Aquifer, Brazos Basin. It's 9,973 acre foot per year in 2030. To replace the direct non-potable reuse option one recommended strategy for 605 acre foot per year. They did not indicate, similar to what you heard, if they were seeking any funding assistance next year. They did indicate they couldn't wait to incorporate the proposed project into the 26 plan. No indication from the city if it has any present legal capability via permit or contract for this supply in Brazos Valley GCD area. We're not aware of any. And the proposed substitution would potentially, since the minor amendment for Georgetown was approved, would potentially over-allocate the groundwater supply from the Crees of Wilcox, Oxford, Robertson County. As far as where we are in the minor amendment process, we're talking about that timing. This all really boils down to a timing issue, as you guys have rightly pointed out. We would need to start this process for the City of Bryan. To move through the various elements of approval, submitting the material to the Water Development Board, having their review, that would take time. And frankly, we've already been told that there isn't sufficient time at this point to start this process, to be at number one and try and get it done before the requests for funding in 2026 are going to occur, which basically is saying you can't, at this stage, to start the process of amending a regional plan and then the Water Development Board go through everything to amend the state water plan, it wouldn't be able to get it done by the January, February timeframe where funding applications would be going in for 2026. Now, it doesn't mean that when we do our 2026 plan and get it adopted, hopefully, next October, that it wouldn't, we work with the City of Bryan, we work with Georgetown, work with everybody to get everything in, that it would be sufficient time to get it for funding assistance in 2027. Georgetown, on the other hand, has already started the process. They're further along down the line, and they're just getting in under the wire to be able to have an amendment to the 21 plan. That they can seek funding, that there is enough time for the Water Development Board to amend the state water plan, and there is enough time for them to then, Georgetown to then put a funding application in. So as far as the required materials that must be submitted, we put together a draft packet that was in your material. Several I have check marks on. We have that information, where it would change in the plan, whatnot. That's relatively straightforward. The two spots that are still in question that led to my answer when Mr. Collinsworth asked yes or no, and I said no, these two question marks here are why. Basically, the need for the substitution and then the potential for over-allocating any source. Obviously, Georgetown looking at the same water that Bryan is. But particularly this first one, what you guys just zoomed in on, was the need for the substitution. And then that really goes down to the immediate need of a substitution, such that we need to change the 21 plan. There's no funding driver that's occurring there that's a need to change. That's the difference between 6 and 7 that you guys ferreted out with your questions there. And that's why I had that as a question mark. So here's the map of the strategy, where it was in the 21 plan, the location of the potential well field. We will absolutely be taking this information and carrying that ball forward into 2026 and talking with Brian's staff to get everything locked in as best we can with timing, magnitude, costs, and priority, whatever else we've got to capture to bring forward for the scope of work committee's consideration and ultimately the planning group's consideration. This is the tally of the availability. You'll remember this because we presented it last time. However, with the proposed or with the adoption of the amendment for Georgetown, those numbers are now zero because we've allocated that water for planning purposes for the Georgetown amendment to the 21 plan. This speaks nothing to what we're going to be doing in literally my other hand as we're preparing the 26 plan. And when we're talking about some point in the future, we're really talking about my team is willing and ready to get with Brian in a week or two, and let's put this and get these down in writing and put them in the 26 plan. And Georgetown, they're here as well. We want to get with them and get their information. All of this is occurring literally right now. So this is very helpful in that regard, in getting that information in there. But we're just talking about the 21 plan. And so there's Brian's alternative in the red box that shows those amounts. We would essentially be over allocating by that many amounts in the 21 plan if we were to adopt a substitution. There's the costing information on the strategy from the 21 plan. This just shows a comparison of the costs between the alternative strategy that's being proposed for substitution and the old recommended strategy, as well as a lot of the other characteristics, online decade and whatnot. And the Water Development Board asked that we identify the IDs. So if you were to go forward with a substitution, this just kind of lays out where the process would go from there. We'd have to submit if it was adopted to move forward, then we would submit that information to the Water Development Board. So with that, I've laid out three potential actions for the planning group's consideration.
Any questions?
I went too fast.
No, you're fine. Just stay right there. Any questions for Tony? Okay, now go.
Okay. The first potential action, the Brazos Tree Regional Water Planning Group approves to pursue the substitution process and approves the technical consultant to prepare and submit substitution materials in accordance with Water Development Board rules and guidance, submit a request for written approval of the substitution from the Water Development Board Executive Administrator, and work with the board staff on the proposed substitution. I don't think that this one's on the table at this point. Made this a week ago before submitting everything. The planning group's already adopted the Georgetown amendment, then this item's off the table because we would be over-allocating the source. Number two, the next option, Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group does not approve to pursue the substitution process as requested by the City of Bryan. And item three is the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group takes no action at this time. Recall that I said that you actually have 180 days before you're required to take action. And that would actually be 180 days from their request, funny enough, would be March 5th, 2025, the day after we're required to submit the IPP to the Water Development Board.
So continue explaining number three. If we take no action at this time, we have 180 days, but then at the end of 180 days, then we'd need to take...
We would still need to take some action at that point or any time before then. You would have to take some kind of action if the planning group deemed to do so. If you went with option two, that would be declarative today that you're not carrying the substitution process forward, but it still allows Brian would be allowed to petition the Water Development Board and ask for the substitution request if they so desired, and it would allow any other processes. You know, this is specifically a question about amending the 21 plan. We're not talking about permitting groundwater. That's the district's purview. It's not talking about determining any legal determinations. That's the purview of SOA and the courts. It is not making a decision on funding. That's the Water Development Board's decision, and they'll be the ones to ask the question, do you have the appropriate legal and physical mechanisms before they give out a loan? So all of that's handled by other entities.
Thank you for explaining those. So we're at agenda item 7-3, the action item under 7. We have three suggestions. So I guess there could be another one. I don't know what it would be. Entertain a motion for one of those.
I just had a...
Wait, do you have some questions? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On number 2, for clarity purposes, as it's written, if that was the selection of the planning group, is there a way to amend that to say the substitution process as requested to the adopted 2021 state plan by the city of Bryan? So that's, I know that's in the information, but in the motion, I think it would give them peace of mind that that's related to the 21 plan, but does not in any way implicate a restriction in the current planning cycle that we're in.
Yes.
I think that is appropriate. Gary has a question.
For clarification, if we choose item 3, then Bryan is left in limbo with nothing available to them for 180 days.
Correct.
If we choose item 2, at least they can choose how they'd like to move forward.
So I'm back to what I said before. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group does not approve to pursue the substitution process related to the amending the 2021 plan as requested by the city of Bryan.
Okay, did everybody catch what he added to it? Is everybody clear on that? I want to make sure before we go. All right, so we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I got Patrick first, second by Patrick. And a motion was made by Dale Spurgeon. Any other discussion on the motion? If not, voice vote. Everybody's present to vote. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, no. It passes.